definitely makes it the best day ever. How many of you jumped out of bed and said that? Best day ever. All right, it's going to get there. Awesome. Oh, well, that's so much fun. Ah, and we have our beautiful tree, and we'll be decorating afterwards, and there is cider and hot cocoa. And if somebody felt like, oh, my gosh, I need some now, I'm not going to say anything. You just help yourself. My name is Valerie Reeves. I'm the spiritual director here, and it is my honor and pleasure, and I am so grateful to see you all here. Thank you. Sending so much love to all of you. And this is such an interesting time of the year because there's all of the fun festivities and good things that are happening. And then we may have days where it brings up feelings of people that have made their transition already, people that have left, or the coulda, woulda, shouldas. So let's just take a deep breath and just release any of that as we step into this new space, because right now we get to recreate our lives with every thought, every belief, every vision. So we'll just step into the newness and be in the celebration of Christmas as we are stepping into it. And I looked up the word, the origin from Christmas, Christ, mass, mass. So mass comes from the Greek word to celebrate. And Christ, of course, is divinity within. So we are celebrating the divinity within. And if we bring that back to home base and be in the space of gratitude with Christmas, that I am grateful and I'm celebrating the divinity within. And if we keep bringing it to that, then we can just have a great Christmas and celebrate the fact that we got to have all of the experiences that we've had with people that have maybe already made their transition, people that have come and gone into our lives, because everything has colored our character, everything that happens. And today, the title of this talk is, it's something, it's A Life of Character. And when I was thinking about A Life of Character, because this time of the year, I'm always watching It's a Wonderful Life. How many of you watch that? Yeah. Such a great show. I just love it. And I love the beginning part where it's just, you know, the technology back in the day where it's just two stars blinking up in the sky representing the angels. And the angel Clarence needs to get his wings. And it's like, ah, we've got to help him. He's got to make it this time. And the main angel is saying, Clarence, I need you to go down and help George Bailey. And Clarence says, why? What happened? Is he sick? Did somebody die? What happened? And he said, no, worse. Worse. Worse than being sick, worse than dying, worse than anything. He's discouraged. Worse than anything is being discouraged. And to me, that was just so impactful. So it's like, all right, how can I step into gratitude each and every day, regardless of what's going on out there? And, well, starting with changing our thinking so that we can change our life, and starting each day with, it's the best day ever. And putting that into our hearts, our souls, our minds, and as Pauline so eloquently read, being at that space of gratitude. What can I be grateful for in this moment? Regardless of how my body feels, regardless of what's going around, can I look at the ceiling and say, I'm glad for the ceiling? Because it's staying up there. Step outside, I'm grateful for the blue sky. I'm just so grateful for everything that is. And then being in that wonderful space of knowing that more good keeps flowing. I'm grateful for all the people that have come into my life because they've colored it with so much. And some of it could be, you know, really good stuff, they colored it. And other stuff, maybe I allowed some stuff that maybe wasn't so good. But I get to put that down. And I'm so grateful for this center. My brother, who's back in Nebraska, and they don't have a center. He took his youngest daughter, my little niece, who's six, to church. And he said, you know, we're trying to find something that will speak our same language. And as the preacher's up there saying, in the eyes of God, you are but dust. And she's like, Daddy, what is but dust? You know? They're just speaking a little different language. He's like, I knew I was in trouble at that moment. So it's like, okay, let's step out of here. Because in the science of mind, as Ernest Holmes says in this wonderful, wonderful book, this thing called You, that you are, well, everything in this book, I love this book because it's all about how amazing we are. And I'm grateful for a handheld microphone as our other microphone gets repaired. Everything you have ever thought, said, done, seen, learned, or experienced has left an imprint upon your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind also contains memory images of your family life, your ancestral background, and the sum total of what the whole world has thought or believed. These memories are not dead things, quite the reverse. They are always active. But there is more than that to it. Just as you are being acted upon by your own memories, the mind of history, and your environment, you are also being acted upon by the mind of spirit, which flows right through you, in, through, and around you. You are amazing. So, Ernest Holmes, one of the greatest teachers that Ernest Holmes had was, of course, Jesus. And one of the things he talks about is when Jesus said, "It is done unto you as you believe," he not only announced the law of faith, he explained how it works. It's done unto you as you believe. And so if we're believing that we're not worthy, we're not lovable, we're not good enough, then we'll just keep more manifesting more of that. And right now there's so many things going on in life that are out there. Yesterday we talked about it in Ask and It Is Given in the book study, which is such a phenomenal book study, so please join us any Saturday from 10 to 11:30. Just a little plug, because it's one of those things where you can really talk about it, because we can read a lot of things and we can hear a lot of things, but as we explore in conversations, what do I really believe? What do I believe about myself? What do I believe about my life? And what are my intentions going forward? Because if we sit without any, I'm just going to accept whatever the world sends to me, then we're going to get whatever the world sends to us. And I realized that with my sister, who's just a little bit older than I. She always, we, her and I, because we're close, always got whatever she wanted. Always. Because she had a very strong intention. I want this. Santa, bring this. I want this. This is what I want. And she made sure everyone knew. And I just sat quietly. It's like, yeah, I would like some stuff, but I didn't have the clarity. And it's like I can look at her life, and she was so clear on so many things and so many wonderful manifestations. So it's like, clarity is really the key. What is it that I want to experience in this lifetime? And then the sum total of all that we are, my favorite quote from Emerson, is who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Who you are speaks loudly, and it's the sum total of everything we've thought, everything we believe, everything we've done. So the greatest gift we can give the world, the greatest gift we can give ourselves, is to be true to ourselves and plant good seeds, intentional seeds of what direction am I going? What experience do I want to have in this lifetime? Do I want to travel? Do I want a big home? Do I want to be surrounded by loving people? And I'm knowing all of you have that intention. That's why we're here, surrounded by loving people, our spiritual family. And so as we're surrounded by our spiritual family, know that in this moment that you are amazing and blessed. As it says in Ask and It Is Given, you are an extension of source energy. You are standing on the leading edge of thought. Your time-space reality was set into motion through the power of thought long before it manifested in the physical form in which you see it now. Everything in your physical environment was created from non-physical perspective by that which we call source. You and that which we call source are the same. You cannot be separated from source. We can't be separated. And source is all that there is. So we get the opportunity to create our life exactly the way we want it and be in that space of magical. Wayne Dyer wrote a wonderful book, You'll See It When You Believe It. Because they used to say, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, sure. However, to believe it first and to have that faith, and we all have faith. We all have some kind of faith, because when we get on a freeway and we have faith that people are going to stay in their lane, now we might be very, very observant to make sure that they're not sliding into our lane, But we have a lot of faith when we get out there driving in cars, when we get out there in life. So having that faith and being able to put an intention on what it is that you're wanting to experience. And this is such a magical time of the year where we get the opportunity to be in that gratitude. Last week I talked about giving and receiving, same thing. In order to be a gracious giver, you must be a gracious receiver. And many times at Christmas time, people get into that, oh, I didn't get you anything. It's kind of the guilt complex. I didn't get you anything, so how can I receive this? Well, receive it with joy and with gratitude, because as one that gives, if I give to someone and they're so excited, whether they have anything to give me back or not, because there's no expectation. When you give something to somebody, we usually don't expect anything back, except the joy on their face for receiving. So the greatest gift you can give anybody who gives you a gift is, thank you so much, I love it. I was teaching my kids this when they were little, and we were videotaping. I have four amazing children, and so when they were about 5, 6, 7, 8, had a video camera on them because I wasn't going to be with family, and I wanted to be able to send pictures and the video to the family so my mom and dad could see the kids unwrapping the presents that they had sent. So here's my second born, Christopher, who's in Japan right now. He's opening up presents. Oh, I love it. Psh. Unwrap, unwrap. Oh, I love it. It's like, all right, let's have a little acting class before we do this next video. It's like, let's say it with meaning. Because there's something about it that you've got to love. So it's like, oh, I love it. And be in that gracious receiver space. I am so grateful. And become really, I don't want to say good actors, but step into the heart of things, because sometimes our mind kicks in and we're thinking, oh, I didn't get them anything. So, oh, thanks. I didn't get you anything. It's like nobody wants to hear that. They just want to say, here, I got this for you. I love it. Thank you. How sweet. I'm going on teaching everybody how to, yeah, let's make sure that we're saying it with definite character. And also have an integrity. This whole month is about integrity. And living a life of character is being at that space where it's like, I really love and appreciate who I am. And sometimes we may have to fight with that. I see people arm wrestle with that a lot. Loving and accepting exactly who you are. And being at that space that it's like, I'm happy to be with myself. I'm living with integrity. I'm being true. I'm being as kind and as gracious as I can to people. And sometimes people may have a different interpretation. We are not responsible for other people's reactions to things. All we can do is be responsible for our own reactions. Am I reacting or am I responding appropriately? And I'll respond with love as long as we're standing in that space and knowing that Spirit is guiding and directing, that each and every person is on their path, and whatever they choose, all I can know is that it's right and perfect for them. And I have to remember that when I'm trying to talk my son that's in Japan to coming home. It's like, don't you want to be back here? Why you got to be so far away? Ernest Holmes says this in this thing called You. The desire you have to be something, do something, is a mental echo in your mind of the Spirit which already exists in you. It's already in there. Spirit is calling. It's wanting us to do more, be more, allow more. Because we're here to express Spirit. So in that divine gift that we have, just being here, expressing Spirit, expressing the divinity of who we are, is what it's all about, instead of holding ourselves back and just allowing the waves of life to throw you here and throw you there, to set an intentional path. And that starts with settling ourselves down in the morning, tuning into Spirit. It's like, Spirit, I know that you are guiding and directing. The song that we sing in the morning, Rise Up, O My Soul, are the words of Emma Curtis Hopkins, which was one of Ernest Holmes' great teachers on mental science. And she put a demand on her own soul. Rise up, oh my soul. Be my tongue whenever I talk. Let me allow myself to play. Rise. rise up to a level that I'm worthy of. And we're all worthy just by showing up here on this planet. We are worthy. So asking more of ourselves, not just playing small, because we're beautiful, eloquent, and amazing, and we get to come out here in life and play full out, regardless of appearances. Sometimes we have to put the appearances down, and it's like, you know what? Everything is unfolding with divine perfection, and I'm just going to know that, and I'm going to settle things down and allow Spirit to guide and direct me with ease, with grace, with love, and with a little bit of magic. Have any of you ever read The Polar Express? The little book? Yeah. Yeah, so there are some trains. I know there's one in Sacramento that does the Polar Express, where you get to go on in your pajamas and get on this train. And the story is a wonderful story of a little boy who has to believe. And in order to believe, he needs a bell, because he can't hear the bell ring. And if you hear the bell ring, then, of course, Santa is real. And so on this magical journey on this train, up in Sacramento, they have hundreds of volunteers that come together every Christmas time to make a magical experience for people. And they get cocoa, and they have dancers on the train. And you're sitting there, and when the train starts, the lights go dim, and they begin reading the story of the Polar Express. And all you want is one of those bells, and hear it ring. And at the end of the journey, when everybody's getting off and they have arrived at the North Pole, of course, everybody gets a bell to believe in the magic. So I'm going to know that everybody in here has the magical bell that is ringing, and it's that inner dwelling of spirit ringing for your own magical journey. Because it's calling. It's in there. It's just calming down all the other stuff, getting through all the blocks that we have to get through. Because, you know, we put on layers and layers and layers to block our good. So being able to put those all down and know that everything is happening for the highest and best of all of us. So let's take our magical bells, the belief in Christmas, and let's go inside our heart of hearts as we just breathe in the fullness of life, letting go of anything that does not serve us. Knowing that that indwelling spirit, that God, that essence, that playfulness is right inside us. As Jesus said, ask and it is given abundantly, overflowing. So as we get clear about our intentions, knowing that everything in our being, everything in our past, everything that has brought us to this point right here is part of that magical spirit of Source. Knowing that it flows in, as, and through each one of us, that each one is a beautiful, individualized expression of God, Source, energy. Call it what you will. It is that which breathes us. Knowing that in this moment, each and every cell is vibrating at a whole new level, ringing to a whole new light as we lift up to the next level, knowing that we are worthy, that all of our loved ones, all of our angels, all of those that have already made their transition are with us, in our hearts, our spirits, guiding and directing, loving us each and every step of the way. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person that there is peace in this holiday time. There is love. There is joy. There is a renewing of the mind, the spirit. As we hear our own bells ringing, I believe. I believe in life. I believe in love. I believe in peace. I believe in the divinity that is right within, so without, as we create a beautiful world that works for everyone, sending love out to the universe from our hearts to theirs in gratitude. I just release my word knowing all is well. as we anchor this together in mind by saying, and so it is. And so it is.